Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Emergency crews remain at a house in our northern suburbs after a car ploughed into the front wall. The driver allegedly failed to stop on Ocean Reef Road in Wangara at around 6:20pm. The vehicle eventually crashing into the front of a home on Tyne Crescent in Wanneroo. 36-year-old man's been arrested. Homeowner Chloe Manomi telling Seven there's a big clean-up ahead.
It's very inconvenient, but we've got lots to clean up now. I run a business from home and I've got a 7-month-old baby.
A busy few days ahead for the Prime Minister in London. He's due to touch down shortly ahead of the Queen's funeral Monday night our time. Anthony Albanese is set to meet with King Charles and new UK Prime Minister Liz Truss. He's then due back in Australia in time for the National Day of Mourning here next Thursday. While West Aussies will have a chance to pay their respects to the Queen at a special service 11am Monday morning at St George's Cathedral in the CBD. Meantime, the head of the United Nations has addressed the UN's General Assembly overnight, saying the Queen's passing will be deeply felt across the globe. Antonio Guterres says the monarch was a trailblazer.
Queen Elizabeth transcended her role to connect at the most human level with everyone she met, world leaders and ordinary people alike. Queen Elizabeth's passing will be deeply felt.
And we're being told to brace for yet another interest rate rise in Australia as early as next month. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe forecasting it'll go up another 0.25%. In sport, Fremantle Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says the players that are leaving the club have enjoyed career-best seasons. Griffin Logue and Blake Akers set to depart Cockburn, with Darcy Tucker now exploring his options. Longmuir says it's been a tough week.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm on a senior coach and, I've got to reflect on my part in that and probably satisfied in some sense that a lot of the players that are leaving have had career-best seasons. Yeah. And that's a reflection of the environment that's in place.